Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, welcome, Grudge Inc. Saturday night, live in the jungle. How's the world turning out there for us? We got a lot of things going on out here in California, man. We got a lot of stuff going on down in Florida, Baldy's race. Hopefully we'll be getting some race reports coming in from down there. Tonight's a big night, man. We got a few things going on out here in Cali I want to address real quick before we get to that. Oklahoma boys maybe giving us a shout-out, calling in to the show tonight. I guess that we can get down to the nitty-gritty and find out what's happening with these guys. Hope they're not too scared. Donald, my boy Donald, man. This guy has been hitting the pavements harder than anybody I've ever seen recently to get us this track going. He's gone to council meetings. He sits on a neighborhood council. He's rubbing elbows with the mayor of Los Angeles, councilman of the 15th district out here, all for an 8-mile track that he's been weaseling his way, working his way in and out, man. And I swear, the hardest working guy here in San Pedro with the baddest 41 Chevy coupe in Southern California. I just want to say real quick before we get started, we need tracks out here. We have one track coming back to us finally in Fontana, and that's going to be up and running in March, which is good. And that's where I'm going to be looking, hopefully. Well, we'll get to that in a second. There's so many things I want to get to, and it's just like they're bombarding myself. I'm trying to do them in order, but I just can't because I'm excited about what's happening here. Tonight's a big night for us. Actually, last night, Donald and a group of guys met with Fox News out here in L.A., about the street racing. Yeah, out here our problem is we got senseless kids dying over the things that are happening out here, and we have room for a track. We have all the options. We have the possibility. I don't know if it's big business or big money that's killing us. We have the people to come to this race track when it's open, where it would be productive, it would keep people off the streets. But it seems, in my opinion, that the city of Los Angeles just basically don't give a fuck, or they're dragging their feet. And I think my question is, how many more innocent people have to die in order for this to come to the forefront? And that's the dilemma that we're stuck with out here. Now, we do have a track opening up in Fontana, a quarter-mile track coming back online again, finally, after a year and a half or so hiatus. But it's in Fontana, and it's about an hour and a half away from where we're at, which is cool. I mean, it's a track. But we have the chance of having one in our own backyard, and Donald Galaz has been busting his ass. The Brotherhood of Street Racers, the motorcycle division, car division, every division that they have out there has been hitting the pavement and trying to get things going. So there's a lot of support, and actually tonight we might be meeting. Donald will be in. In fact, you know what? Donald's here online. I'm going to bring in Donald Galaz here, and I want him to explain what's going on. Let me see. Don, you there? Donald.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, Tail? What's going on, Grudge Inc.? How you guys all doing out there today?
Man, everybody out here is doing peachy keen, man. Why don't you fill us in on everything that I'm not saying?
Well, let me start off with, you know, first of all, thanking the Brotherhood of Street Racers, Full Throttle Street Racers, Motorcycle Divisions, the Imports, the Lowriders, and everybody that's involved with the Brotherhood on the successful program that we had at our car show that we threw for the Adams Club. So we got together with a vocational program up there, and we helped raise money for those young men and women that are into the cars and building stuff, and we had a show recently, and it was really successful. It was our first show. We didn't know what we were doing, but we learned as we went, and that's just the way things go. Another thing I want to say is I want to thank the Full Throttle Street Racers and the Down to Ride Motorcycle family. We recently volunteered at the Beacon House, helped feed the homeless, and these guys took time out of their personal time and put all that stuff aside to come and help others, okay, because that's what we do. That's what the Brotherhood of Street Racers is about. We're out here trying to help others, and we're trying to be part of our community, you know. We did that also, and another thing that they also participated in, the San Pedro Christmas Parade. They provided cars. They helped sponsor cars to bring to the Christmas parade. We handed out about 500 candy canes to all the kids up and down the streets right there. And just being part of the community is a big deal to the Brotherhood of Street Racers, all divisions. And, again, I just want to thank Grudge Inc. for giving us this, you know, this open line and this mic to project our voice and to get out there and get our message across. You know, we're not giving up Big Willie's dream to bring a legal raceway back to the city of Los Angeles that's in dire need of it. Most recently, we had a death in Wilmington, California, where a young man was racing his Mustang against another car southbound on Avalon Street, and he T-boned an SUV as it crossed the light there. What ended up happening was that he put his car right underneath the marquee sign and partially ejected a 17-year-old girl and killed her. So this is all happening within Council District 15, which is under the zones of Councilman Joe Buscaino, and he's overseeing our political issues here within the harbor area, and it's somebody that we definitely need to keep touching bases with. You know, I've been talking to the councilman, to the city attorney, Mike Fuhrer, to Congresswoman Janice Hahn. She's the 43rd district representative here, congressional woman. You know, we've been in talks with Mayor Garcetti's liaison. His name's Octavio Rios. And we just feel that at this moment right now, I feel at this moment that we're currently being ignored right now. And it really doesn't sit right with me. I know some of the other Brotherhood members, members had expressed similar, you know, things that they felt about it. We feel that the mayor's office and the city attorney's office needs to pay a little bit more attention to us. When we get these politicians out here and they ask for, you know, help on solutions that are plaguing our city, they want the public's help, and, you know, we're crying out to the public, we want your input. For this one, the illegal street racing, we're offering up what the solution is, you know, to open the legal raceway back on Terminal Island again. We currently feel, like I said, that the mayor's office is dragging their feet. You know, I'm going to be straight up. We feel like they're dragging their feet. I feel like they're dragging their feet. In the meantime, as the mayor's been seated in this office for several months now, there's been about five deaths, including Roger Rodas and Paul Walker, which is out of the L.A. City jurisdiction, but it's still in our public streets, and it's real unfortunate to what happened to those two young men that helped put, you know, street racing on the map within Hollywood.
Hey, Donald, not to interrupt you, but you know that street that they were on is actual street street that we actually street race on.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're aware of that.
They were speculating on saying that it was a possible street, but if you talk to the guys that are there on the streets and they know the streets, that's one of the spots up there that's known. It's a known area for the activity that takes place. I understand that everybody has choices. We all have choices in life. Some of us, you know, want to do drugs and go to jail, and other of us want to build cars and go run them, and we make those choices ourselves. And unfortunately, you know, there was a bad decision that was made on behalf of, you know, the gentleman that was driving, an accident take place. And, you know, I like to send my condolences out to the families, both families, for that. I think it's taking this major person's life to be lost to have them to pay attention to us. I feel that the city needs to pay attention to us. These politicians need to pay attention to us. We voted for them. The Brotherhood of Street Racers and the Full Throttle Racers combined brought over 100 votes to Councilman Eric Garcetti to put him in the mayor's seat. He is currently occupying that seat, and we helped get him there. We worked many hours, many hard hours on this phone banking system, and now when I try to exchange emails with his liaison that's been appointed to us, Octavio Rios, it takes days for him to get back to me. Days. Now, I don't understand how it takes days for somebody to get back to somebody else that is helping to try and solve a problem that's plaguing the city, the illegal street racing public safety issue that's going on here in California. We cannot have a shortage of tracks. The more tracks, the better. You know, bring back the Brotherhood, bring back LACR, bring back, you know, the Carlsbad. I guess we got Verona down there now, but, you know, there cannot be a shortage, you know. I just can't keep expressing the fact that, you know, the people that were killed in Wilmington this weekend, it was a tragedy. They were young kids, barely getting their life started. The young man that was driving, I believe they said he was 18 years old, so now he's going up for a manslaughter charge. And the woman in the SUV that he hit, she is in a bad situation right now. I think she was in critical condition. So there's a possibility that there could be a double manslaughter put on this young man's life. Why? Because he chose to make the wrong decision on a public street, okay? And that was the wrong thing to do. See, we're not saying if the track was open that we could have stopped this, but we could provide an alternative to racing on public streets. That's all it is. Even if we open up, Taylor, and you know this, even if we open up and we run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from sunup to sundown, we're not going to cure the illegal street racing problem. We're not going to cure it. But when the track was open in the 90s, as Paul Norwood said, one of the original members of the Brotherhood Street Racers, the street racing percentage went down 70 to 75%. You can go on the YouTube1320.com and see that video where Mr. Norwood, which is an original member of the Brotherhood, expressed those things, and they were true. 70 to 75% of street racing stopped. We know we're not going to cure it all. We're not. We're not trying to say that this track is going to cure everything, but it's going to provide an alternative. It's going to provide an alternative than to going on the public streets. You know, we got approached by the media. Fox 11 approached us maybe about a week ago when we did a memorial cruise for Paul Walker and Roger Rodas up at the Lowe's area with a good friend of mine that throws these nice car meets, sick car meets, and a gentleman by the name of Robert. He has a really, really good following with the import crowd, and he's a very respected person, and he's known for throwing good meets and everybody hanging out in imports and the hot rods and the classics and the 4x4s and the Mustangs and the muscle and all that, and everybody's just hanging out there. So what happened was that Fox approached us, and I talked to the cameraman and one of the producers, and what they're doing now is there's a Fox 11 investigating of the newscast that they're doing a story on. What's going on right now. So we were in touch with them last night. I've been talking to the producer lately. They just put in a phone call to me a little while. We're going to be hanging out with them later. I've talked to a couple of other friends on the streets, and they complied to do some interviews. And they're top dogs out here in California. You got the brothers from the Bow Down team that, you know, they wanted to come and say a couple of words to the camera. You got Mr. Pooh from Active Hood Rich, the G-Body King here in the streets of L.A., you know, naturally aspirated motor in the Monte Carlo SS. He complied, and he gave his little insight on that. You know, he let Fox 11 know, hey, man, you know what, I used to gangbang, and I was getting into trouble and doing all these things, and then I started getting into cars, and my lifestyle changed. We had Pace Car Rob, he's been around for a while, too, just like the other gentleman. And he's real known within the street racers world, too. I want to thank Pace Car Rob and Jonathan from Bow Down and Pooh for, you know, going on camera. I put it out there on the 2.0 page to, you know, see if we can get some people that would be able to, you know, come and give some interviews. And, you know, I got some negative feedback from a couple people. One thing that I want everybody to realize, all my street racer friends and all my lowriders and my hoppers out there and the minis, I just want them to know that I am not out to hurt anybody, to disrespect anybody, to burn any spots up, to rat anybody out, and to do anything that would possibly jeopardize our spots that we have to run here in the L.A., Los Angeles area, Compton, Carson, San Pedro, wherever it may be, Gardena. That's not my main goal and focus. My main goal and focus is to get media attention. That way we can start the wheels to spinning downtown City Hall, Spring Street. They need to start listening to us. A lot of us voted them in, and we can vote them out. If we need to politically organize, it would be something that would be great for the movement. But at this time, you know, we are currently just, you know, going by the seat of our pants right now. So I feel that Grudge Inc. providing this radio station for us to, you know, project our voice out there and to be heard, I'm very thankful for people like that. I'm very thankful for Grudge Inc. We're going to keep on trying. I'm going to keep moving forward. I mean, there's no reason why we can't run this project down on Terminal Island. The property's empty. We have the equipment. Tao and I, we know many people in the demolition and construction businesses. My brother runs a really big company with some good friends of ours. And you know what? We have the manpower. All we have to do is get the green light from the mayor to the Harbor Commission and you know, get down there and let's get to work and start, you know, start getting to work. Just like Fontana, they're putting in that sound wall, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing. It'll be great for everybody that lives out there in that area, but you got to think about the street, the local street racer. Like Pace Car Rob said, he says, you know what, I don't have a $40,000 truck and a $20,000 trailer, so I can't just load my stuff up and go out you know, to different raceways. If I had somewhere locally here in this area, I would drive there happily and go run my car there, and which that stands true with a lot of guys. I mean, even myself, I'm on a shoestring budget myself. My car is a street-driven car. The only time I've trailered it, I've borrowed a trailer and taken it to special events, antique nationals and such things, and ran it out there. But other than that, I drive it out to 135th and Main. I've driven it out to Mansville, and we went out there and, you know, go and checked out the scene. Fox was giving us that opportunity to project. You know, the producer has been pretty much throwing the ball in my court. And he stands there and is looking at me. He's saying, what do you want to do? You tell me what we're going to do, and we're going to do that. So we might get a three-part series out of this thing. And like I said, it's not exposing something that hasn't been exposed. I'm not showing streets that nobody doesn't know about. If there's anybody out there that doesn't know some of the streets that we race at, then no disrespect to you, but you probably are not the street racer that you think you are. A lot of the guys that I know, They're out there. They know the streets. They know the side streets. They know where everybody's going to be and where it's going down. So, like I said, my main goal and focus is not to rat anybody out, snitch anybody out, or do any of those things. People that know me around town, know that I'm a good dude. I'm an honest worker. I'm a family man. And I feel by me occupying a seat in, within the neighborhood council that I'm going to get into different meetings and I'm going to get into different spots in the city hall and I'm going to keep staying in their face and keep carrying Big Willie and Tomiko's message all the way to everybody and anybody I can reach. If I'm talking to somebody and they're not listening to me, I think I'm talking to the wrong person. You know, that's what I was told. So I'm going to keep continuing to talk till I find the right person to these people listening to me. These innocent kids are out here. They're unorganized. They're running their cars up and down the streets. They're doing U-turns while cars are mid-run within the eighth mile, and it's dangerous. It's not a good thing. I don't want to see any more kids getting hurt. You know, I'm a father of two young girls myself. I mean, the young girl that died in Wilmington, that could have been my daughter. She was around the same age as my daughter. Now, how devastating is that going to be to your family during these holiday times and Christmas and New Year's coming up? This is, that is not right at all. These politicians,
I mean, not just this year, Donald, not just this year, but they got to deal, that family's got to deal with this accident every single year. When Christmas starts coming around, they have to realize that's when their daughter passed.
You're right, Dale.
And you know, my question, Donald, is this: How is the mayor or Carlos? How are they handling this? What are they saying as far as when these deaths happen? Do they just say, "Well, oh well"? I mean, what are the reactions?
I haven't talked to the mayor directly anymore because he's appointed his liaison. The gentleman's name is Octaviano Rios. That's his name. And
Octavio.
We had a meeting with him. Yeah, Octaviano. We had a meeting with him this past Thursday here in the city hall here in San Pedro. And after numerous emails and playing tag through email back and forth, I finally got a hold of him, and he pulled us in for a meeting. I had a friend of mine, Fireman Phil from the SoCal Challengers, one of the best clubs here in SoCal, came in as a representative of partly of the SoCal, but also as our inside man with the fire department, too. He was there. We had the president of the Power Drivers Union, another street racer, original member, Mopar Charlie's brother, Ray Mulcahy. He was there. We had Jorge, one of our executive VPs from the Full Throttle Division, was present, and also Mr. Angel Nieves. He was there present with us, too. He's our original Los Angeles street racer, and he's a real critical part to this. Angel sent many, many messages to these people, and he's literally beating down the doors to try and get in. When we went in there and sat in the office with Octavio, it just didn't feel like he was talking to us like men speak to each other. He was speaking to us like if we were preschoolers, I felt. He was telling us that we had to continue taking other avenues as talking to Metro Transit, Department of Transportation. He was telling me that I have to go talk to the Harbor Division Police, and this is where it really gets my ass right here. It's like all these politicians are standing in a big circle, and every time I talk to one, he tells me, well, what did she say? What did he say? What did they say? So I'm constantly running in circles, going from place to place to place to place, hoping that they're going to burn my ass out. But you know what? I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm a lot younger than a lot of these politicians, and I got a lot more fight in me. I got the brotherhood with me. I got Full Throttle. I know Grudge Inc. has expressed their support from the East Coast. There's a lot of people out here that, you know, they can't really contribute all the time, but I know they'll support us. If we had, to throw a get-together and show a force, I know that if we had enough time to announce everything, that we would get everybody out there. But this Octavio guy, I mean, I don't feel that he's moving as quick as he should. It don't just jive with me. It's not working. We need to move.
Well, Donald, let me ask this.
We needed to move a year ago, you know?
Let me ask this question real quick. Do you think by doing the Fox News about this, do you think that the mayor said he was going to help us out and do this, and he's done nothing? Is this one and call him out to where he's got to give a rebuttal back to the news and they say, So what does you tell these people that you'd help them out, and then you get elected, and now you blow them off? Is that what's happening? And that's what we have to do. We have to put Eric Garcetti in check. We promoted him on the show to get elected. We told the people to vote for this guy. We did and everything, and now he's turning his back on us now.
It feels like he's turning his back on us. I don't want to say he is, and I hope to God he's not. I hope that communications between him and Octavio are just not being conveyed correctly and quickly as possible as they should be. But like Eric Garcetti, he lives here in Los Angeles, and he watches the news just like all the rest of us around here. This attempt is not to defame him, disrespect him, or just to throw him in the dirt. This attempt to throw everything out to the media is to get his wheel spinning, okay? We need him to react, okay? We need him to act now. He has the power to instruct the Harbor Commission to move for us and to relinquish the land so we can run this program down there. He holds the power. And the mayor told us, and I had about 8 of my street racer buddies from all different divisions with me at the Whale and Ale restaurant when we went to his contribution campaign and gave a small contribution and volunteered for his phone banking. He said to us, if I become mayor, you guys will be racing on Terminal Island at your own spot. And those are his exact words. And I took a handful of my guys with me because he told me before when we were by ourselves, but I made sure that I brought more people with me because back in the days, mayors were making promises to Big Willie and Tomiko, and they reneged on them. And those are not the types of people that we want to be dealing with. We want to be dealing with people in office that are going to be honest, and if they say they're going to do something, do it. So, like I said, I'm not out to try to disrespect Garcetti. I just need him to get on board with us and to move. We worked hard, hundreds of hours. We brought hundreds of votes, and we need him to instruct the Harbor Commission to start moving. Move it forward. Let's go. What are we waiting for? The land's dormant. It's sitting there. If we had the green light, I know my brother, well, that he knows, we get the bulldozers and the bobcats, and we start digging and grading stuff out, and we can build this place down there. Nothing will be permanent. You know, the K-rails and everything, if commerce begins to grow and the land needs to be relinquished again for, the longshoremen to move in more equipment and to do more work, then there's not going to be a problem, okay? This is just going to be something right now for us to get us going, to get these kids off the street. There's no plans for that property down there. They don't have anything. There's nothing going on down there, you know? So
well, here's my thing, Donald. Here's my thing. And I'm going to have to disagree with you on one thing. I do feel the mayor is responsible, and I'll explain why. Because the man says, hey, help me get elected. You guys will be on Terminal Island. He mentioned the team, took pictures, you know, supported the brotherhood. So everything he gave us support to. Now that he's in office, you know, calling him out, to me, wouldn't be a problem. I would have no problem calling out because it's like, hey, you lied to me. You said you were going to help me, and now you've pushed this off to somebody else, and this guy ain't doing shit. The promise wasn't that you were going to push this off to somebody else. The promise was that you were going to help us get here. You were going to talk to the Harvard Department. You were going to do these things, and you haven't done jack shit. So what you did was you lied to us because you haven't done anything. You haven't kept the ball rolling. You haven't pushed anything. You haven't set up any meetings for us to attend. He just gave someone to talk to, and he's going to sweep it under the carpet because he's just someone to hear what we have to say, and he's going to take notes, he's going to go back, and nothing's going to be evolved from it. And the part that gets me upset about this is that even when I talked to him, when I talked to him in front of the longshore offices when he was there, when we were all down there that day, remember?
Right.
I said, do you really think it's a possibility of us getting that track back? And he says, Pale, he says it's not a possibility. He says it's something that can happen. He says it's something that should happen. Okay, so you're on board with us right now. What has been done?
Yeah.
Now, I know LA, I know, now, I give them credit. LA is a big place. and he's got to get everything all situated, and he's got to, you know, he's coming into this, but you know what? You can't make all these promises, what they call campaign promises. They promise you the world, and when you get in, they forget who you are.
Yep.
But you know, this is San Pedro, and nobody here forgets anything.
We don't forget
and
nothing.
If it wasn't for Pedro, he wouldn't have been elected. Because
exactly.
going into the campaign, he had nothing. That other lady owned Pedro. But everybody banded together and said, no, this is the guy we want. Turned this whole city around in favor for him because of the things he said. The drag strip, making it better. Joe Buscaino was you know, the councilman. They were all going to work together. Joe Buscaino was born and raised in San Pedro. He knows all about that track.
I see him.
All these guys.
I see him once a week for the last month. His son and my nephew played on the top-notch flag football team at Bogdanovich, and I respected the councilman. I did not approach him and talk to him anything about the raceway. He was with his family. I was with mine. I respected him. I shook his hand. Hey, Joe, how you doing? And that was it. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But you know what? Football season for the kids is over. It's time to, you know, we got to start doing more. We realized that the Harbor Commission, we were waiting. It was in a hiatus status because the mayor was appointing new commissioners. Okay, all the new commissioners are in place, but there's one position that needs to be filled. There's a gentleman by the name of Gary Lee Moore. He's the interim right now that took over Geraldine Knapp's, which was the executive director of the port, took over her position. And so she's on her way out. Supposedly for some reason, we don't know what the reasons are. You know, she's obviously did a lot of good things for the port, but just like the mayor replaced her, all he has to do is tell the Harbor Commission, tell this intern, give these guys a key to the gate, we're going to start going in there and we're going to let them handle it. I mean, we've even went as far as talking to Octavio Rios was saying, what does Homeland Security say? Guess what? We talked to Homeland Security. Fireman Phil from the SoCal Challengers, he talked to them. He had a good conversation with them, and Homeland Security said, what a great idea. When is it going to start moving? Okay? The mayor's office was trying to throw Homeland Security at us as another roadblock, you know, to block us up and to stall me out, but little did they know that we spoke with Homeland Security. They're not against this. They're not.
Wait a minute. I'm confused here. I'm confused. What does Homeland Security have to do with drag racing, a track?
Well, this is one of the things that the mayor's liaison said, because we're going to be down on port property. He thinks that we're going to be spending time breaking into containers or something. Who knows? Planting bombs? All the street racers and the lowriders and the hoppers and the minis I know, they're not terrorists. They're people from California, from all walks of life, white, black, yellow, and brown, that are out there doing the same thing, racing, not killing each other, not beating each other up, and not doing all these things. Taylor, you know how the track was when we were open. We had no problems. There was no problems. Big Willie and Tomiko put a platform out there for all of us to come and have fun, and everybody got along. We had everybody sitting next to each other and people just hanging out, having a good old time. See, I think that they thought that, you know, maybe there's some bad apples in our group that are going to go down there and start doing some stupid stuff. You know what? They got it all wrong. They don't know who the street racers are. They don't know who the real deal is. They don't know, you know, what's going on here. They hear street racers, and right away they think bad people. Well, the street racers I know, they run businesses. The street racers I know work for law enforcement agencies. You know, the street racers I know are family men and women and part of neighborhood councils, and most importantly, tax-paying, voting people of the city. Okay, just like we got these people in, we can get them out too. We just got to do powers and numbers and have more boots on the ground, like Phil says. You know, but then by bringing up that Homeland Security issue, I feel it was just a ploy to try and roadblock me and to stall me out. That's what I feel, Tail. Seriously.
I don't see what Homeland Security has to do with this. I think that was just a bullshit dick move. And you know what? You got that guy's number? Can we call him? This Octavio guy? I like to ask him a few questions. This is bullshit, because you know what? Everything now, everything that I spoke so highly of Eric Garcetti, I'm taking it back. You know, he emails me about some things going on, invites me to all these things. I'm going to shoot him an email back, and I might have the FBI at my house. But you know what?
You know what? I've sent the emails back to him when he was doing this Revive the Los Angeles River thing. I've sent him back pictures of, you know, the latest wrecks and the accidents that happened out here. And I don't think he's really paying attention to that email. I think he's got one of his liaisons on the side that is just checking the emails and ain't doing nothing but just going through it. It's when you get those emails, does it say, "Dear Tail, I would like to invite you to, you know, whatever the
sure
function
does.
May be."
Sure, yeah,
I get
sure
those
does.
Same ones. It says my name, "Dear Donald, I would like to invite you." If you're getting that intimate with me, maybe you should be paying attention to the crashes that I'm sending you and the different video of these unorganized youngsters, the ones that we need to help get them off the streets. But, see, I don't even think they're going through the stuff and paying attention, bro. I really don't. So I don't know what's
see,
going
that's
on.
Why I think
it doesn't feel right. It does not feel right.
That's why I think we should talk to Channel 11 News and tell them how it's going deaf on their ears, how Garcetti said, "Hey, we're going to help you guys. We're going to do this for you guys," and they've done nothing. And in the meantime, 16 people have died, 5 since he's been in office, and they're still doing nothing about it. And they have the resources. They have everything they can. We have everything to go open a track tomorrow if we wanted to. And the thing is they're doing nothing.
Nothing about it.
But they'll take, but when it opens up, then they'll take all the credit. Then they want to cut the
yeah.
ribbon. Then they want to beat their chest and say, "We did this." It didn't do shit. It's all
yeah,
the bullshit
we
had to crawl
through. We know how
through.
That goes. You know,
no,
we
I'm
know
not,
how
I'm
that
not
goes.
Happy
we
with
know
this.
How those things
I'm not
go.
Happy. That is, it's
well,
unsolved.
I'm not happy either. I'm not happy either. And it doesn't sit right with me either, you know, and it doesn't sit right. I mean, how do you think I feel to my members of the Full Throttle Division that I took family time away from them to come and work these phone banks, Tail? How do you think I feel? You know?
Yeah.
The Full Throttle Racers from the Brotherhood put in many hours, bro. They didn't have to come and do it. But by us hearing from Garcetti straight out of his mouth that if he wins, we will have our track, gave them the spark and the fire to want to come and be a part of a solution to an ongoing problem within our city. You know, and
now
I give a lot to the Full Throttle guys.
But you know what, though, Donald? We know when he was elected, we weren't going to have the track open the next day. We know that all we're asking is do something in our favor.
Just give us
you
the
know,
keys to the gate so we can start bulldozing, you know?
Make a public announcement at one of your press conferences. Say there's plans on bringing back Terminal Island Raceway. Put it out there so people can get behind it. But he hasn't even done that. And, you know,
no,
and
nothing
this is the whole
mentioned.
Thing.
In the meantime, you know, people are dying still. People are dying, you know.
You know, this guy must be, he must be Ishkadan Italian. He's not Sicilian like us because you know, he'd be dead by now if he pulled this kind of shit.
I don't know. I don't know which speed he's on, slow or stop, and it's just it's confusing, man. And like
it's
I said,
like every other mayor.
Well, the other
mayor.
I mean,
nobody cares.
The only one that ever did anything great for us was Mayor Tom Bradley.
That's right.
Along with Pat Nave, one of the other local guys here in town. What was the other guy's name? Well, Big Willie, of course, and Tomiko, they were good friends with Mayor Tom Bradley. And Mr. Farrell, Robert Farrell, he was a former attorney in Los Angeles, too. People like that, that know that there's a problem, that said, "Hey, let's do this." Mayor Tom Bradley said it was a great idea that the Brotherhood was open, okay?
Well, because Mayor Tom Bradley, before he became mayor, was an LAPD police officer. So he saw the shit out on the street.
Yeah.
He saw back in the 60s, and, you know, when street racing was at its finest, and cars crashing and this and the whole nine yards. He saw all that stuff, and that's why he was so for having a track to help get those people off the streets, make the streets, one, safer. We have a place to go. You know, it irritates me, Donald, the fact that they know there's a need for it. And what it is because all the proceeds are going to help low-income families. That's where all this money's going. It's not only the people dying, but the people during the holidays. This track could have been open and generating money so the lower-income people could have a nice Christmas for their kids.
Toy runs, all that kind
exactly.
of stuff, you know? And even the youth programs, the baseball, the Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, the Boy Scouts, I mean, they can all use a little here and there. You know, we're not going to make millions, okay? The track is not going to make millions, but it will make thousands. And thousands add up, and any thousand to any organization group within this area or throughout L.A. is going to be grateful for this place. I think it's the fact that hidden private agendas that these politicians only want for themselves is what they're going to do. It seems like that, you know, there's a lot of private agendas, you know? We got a redevelopment of Ports of Call coming in and all these things and people juggling for spots and different restaurants want to come in there now. And they're going to pick and choose and see who's going to be down there. Well, you know what? We need this property. All we got to do is the mayor's got to give a signal. Let them move in there, and we go in there, and we get everybody down there. We get our friends to do construction and demolition. We start grading, and we start cleaning up, and we get this place ready to go. You know, we know people that are in the paving business and all that and trucking, and, I mean, my brother was telling me that, you know, we get the apprentices from the local laborers union and we get them out there and we let them learn out there. So at the same time, when they're help building this place, they're getting some work background and some work ethic in place, and it's training them down there too while they're doing their volunteer work down there. There's no way that anybody could lose. What I think it is too is that because the success that Willie had in the past, some of these people would like to take that credit for that success, and it would be a successful program. There would be nothing wrong with having that place down there, you know. It's an N3 zone, so there wouldn't be no noise ordinances anyways. I mean, in the middle of the night, we hear the LIDs and the UTRs from the waterfront anyways. You know that, you know. I don't know. It's these hidden private agendas, man. It's not right. I feel that the mayor needs to move quicker. I realize that there was positions that need to be filled, but they've all been filled. And you know what? I've even talked to one of the new harbor commissioners. The guy's name is Anthony Perosi, another guy from San Pedro. One of the main, I guess he was the main president at the Eastview Kids Youth Baseball League up there. And see, he's real big on youth sports. I saw him a while back, and he told me, hey, my cousin was talking to me about you and your idea to bring the raceway back. I said, yeah. You know, I said, what do you think? And he says, it sounds like a good idea. I said, well, give me get your phone number so we can go have a lunch and, you know, have something and sit down and talk. And he goes, oh, you can reach me through my cousin, Tony. That tells me right there that he don't really give a shit either, bro. How am I? Why am I going to have to go between somebody for? You know, I don't want that go between.
Here's the thing, Donald. I talked to, and you know what? I got callers on the line right now, and I'm going to get all of you guys in a second. Just sit tight. I know Rob and Jonathan, you guys are out there. Just sit tight for a sec. I talked to Anthony. I actually talked to him on Halloween, and I'm good friends with Anthony. Like I said, his older brother used to come with me to the street races, so he's very, very familiar with street racing in Pedro and especially my antics. And I talked to him on Halloween, and this is what he told me, Donald, because he just got into office. He said, let me get my bearings. Let me get situated where I'm at. And he says, because he said that he had talked to you already.
Yeah, he did, but just it was a quick thing.
Yeah. And he told me, he says, let me get my feet wet. Let me get in there. Let me get situated. And he goes, and around the first of the year, Tail, he goes, we'll get a meeting, we'll put it on the books, and we'll go from there. So that's what I'm waiting for. And if he doesn't, I'll go straight to his mom's house and tell his mother on him. I'll rat his shit out. I'll go old school. Yeah, I go, hey, your son said he's going to meet with me, and he hasn't met with me, and what's going on with that? Why is this happening? So, you know, it's the same old runaround, man.
You know, I don't want to see the runaround, man. I mean, if you're going to tell me, you know, you're going to bullshit me, then tell me to my face and bullshit me. Don't put somebody in between me and you to let that person tell me you're going to bullshit me. I don't want that, man. That's not what it's about. I've turned over a new leaf in my life. I'm no longer the person that I used to be. Tail, you knew me when I used to act stupid all the time. Things have changed. Right now I'm focusing a lot of my, you know, energy on this project, man. I'm going to take this as far as I could take it and further than that. You know, Big Willie didn't give up for a long time, and there was many hours that I sat in the hospital with him up in Cedar Sinai, and we went over a lot of things, and he told me, it's going to be a hard battle. It's going to be a tough fight, but once you start it, do not give up and stay in their face. And that's what we got to do, stay in their face. You know, remember that time he lit up that dragster, you know, down on Spring Street? I think I was too young back then, but he pulled the dragster out on Spring Street. Did they hear him that day? Of course they did. They heard him. You know, so, hey, we got to uncork the gasser and run it down Spring Street. Get ready. Here we come. You know?
I think what we should do is every time Garcetti has a meeting where he's doing something, he's going to be out in public, we should go in force and just make all kinds of noise. Let him hear it every single time. So when the media comes over and they're like, what are you guys doing here? Oh, he promised he'd help us work on a drag ship, and he hasn't done shit. He gave us his word, and his word means nothing. And you put him in check, Donald, and you hold it to him. Because you know what? Politicians, they're not nice people. They'll tell you straight to your face, I'm with you, and as soon as they get what they want, it's a done deal. Then you get, then you watch how fast, get me elected, and I'll get to your track goes. And then the minute they get elected, you watch how far you fall to the bottom of the list on the to-do thing. And that's bullshit. And he's got to be held he's got to be held accountable. And I think with Fox News, I think that, you know, telling Fox News, hey, this is what he told us. He gave us his word, and he's done nothing. He put a guy on it that all we do is we send emails, and we don't get any response back from the guy.
He's babysitting us, and me and Phil walked out of there, and Phil goes, what are we, a bunch of little kids? I said, no. And then Phil goes, well, we need to go to the media now. Forget this. You know, it's time to change. We got to go to the media and see what's up. And then my phone rang. Tail, I shit you not. My phone rang, and it was Fox 11. And we're in front of City Hall in San Pedro. And then the wheels are starting to spin, like I said. Bow down, pace car, Rob, poo. They did us a good favor last night. There's going to be some stuff happening with Fox tonight. So the guys that are listening, you know, pace car and bow down, and you guys, we're going to get together again tonight. I'll be sending you guys messages in a little bit. But we're going to see them tonight again. They want to know what we want to do. So they're basically handing us the ball, and they want to see what's up because they want to help us to put the message out there. They feel that this is a really good story, and they feel that the politicians need to pay attention to what we're saying. They met a bunch of us personally last night, and they know we're good dudes, you know. But, man.
Well, Donald, I want to go tonight if it's okay with you. I would love to go and hear what they have to say. But Fox 11 can be our voice. You know what I mean? They can take it to another. Our show only gets to certain people. And granted, the people that we have that listen to this show, and I wanted to make another announcement, but I'll do it in a little bit. But when we have our race here in California, our Grudge Inc. race here in California, you'll see how these guys come. And these guys will come large. They will come hard. And these same guys I would love to see come out to this track and run this track just to say, hey, you know what? I went to L.A. I went to this track that everybody talks so much about, had a great time, and let them just if it's a one-time thing, because this is something that's huge. This is a piece of land that was designed as a as a test track. It used to be the old LAPD test track.
Right, it was
LAPD
their test
wasn't
driving
using
track.
It, and when the LAPD wasn't using it, they let us use that quarter mile strip or the stretch for drag racing. So the LAPD
yep.
used to be a part of what we were doing.
The LAPD formed the Brotherhood.
Exactly.
You know,
and they were,
we were formed
they were
out of the LAPD. We, you
and,
know what, another
now,
thing, too, Officer Scott Graham from Sheriff Racing and Bill Chaffin,
yeah.
Scott Graham, I'd like to thank him for showing up at the Adams Club Carnival, too, also. He brought his Barracuda out there.
Yeah,
and believe
say,
me, there was enough street racers. Yeah, he brought it, and believe me,
nice.
You know the street racers. They're wanting to call his ass out real quick. You know what I mean? Scott
oh,
has
yeah.
no problem racing against you, but he wants to do it at the track. You know, Scott is supporting us. He's behind us along with Billy Chaffin. I just got a call from him today earlier. He said the Regal's up and running. He's got to do a car show tomorrow, some benefit for the kids. But one of the things that these politicians got to realize, we're working with law enforcement. We have relationships with law enforcement. We're not saying we want to do it without law enforcement. We got the right guys. Billy Chaffin, he should be a street racer, you know? And a cop pulled him
yeah.
over, changed his mind, and now he had a life-changing experience. He's still a cop. He's retired now, but he's still a street racer deep down inside. Remember
yep.
on the island, he used to run everybody's ass down there. He was quick.
Yep.
He still is quick.
Yep.
You know, so,
I remember that. Man. I remember that 68 Cuda chasing me down one time. At
oh,
Turbo
he's
Island.
Quick. They're quick. Scott's quick. Those guys, I mean, they come to play. You know what I mean? And they'll call you out. You know how do you want to race a cop? What's up? Let's race a cop right now. You know what I mean? You want to race a sheriff? They call you out. You know, but that's all in the good fun down there that we have. You know, this Fox investigative report. It's going to disclose some things that are going to probably not sit good with the mayor's office. You know,
but,
I was talking to my
look,
girlfriend
at this
about
point,
this.
At this point, they're not sitting good with us. They're not keeping their end of the bargain. So anything that was said in good faith or anything they said is bogus now. It was just to get elected. So now you got to call them.
Yeah.
Now you got to let the media go to them and say, hey, we talked to this group over here, and this group is saying that you told them that you were going to help them out. And this and that, and you kind of shove them off to this guy who's doing absolutely, he's just appeasing them. He's listening to them, but not doing anything. Can we have your take on that and then see what he says then? Because then it's going to be
that's
a,
true.
You know, and put it back on him and put the governor in a bad light for not keeping his word. And that's, he wants to be mayor, you can't make these promises and then pull the carpet out and not be held responsible.
I know.
Shoot, in the old days, he'd be a dead dago. He'd be done. You can't do that. You can't go and say, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Yeah, I know. Make a promise, keep the promise. You know, we got to hook up. I mean, if you say you're going to do something, do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, man, it's just... I don't know, man. It's getting frustrated, but I ain't quitting. You know what I mean?
No. Don't.
That's what
know,
they want me to
well,
do. I know
exactly.
They want me to quit.
No. Not happening. Hey, sit tight, because I got to open up some mics here, man. We got a lot of people who want to get in tonight, man. And I apologize. This is just a subject that we've been dealing with now. And the guy who said that he was going to help out, hasn't done shit. Let me go with my boy Rob real quick. Rob, you there?
Yes, sir. What's up, big dog?
Nah, nothing, man. We're just talking about Gil Garcetti not keeping his end of the bargain right now.
Eric Garcetti.
Or Eric, I'm sorry. Gil's his dad.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but,
I've been listening.
We just it's time to strike back now, man. It's time. They haven't done anything. They haven't made a move. They haven't done nothing. They're just kind of hoping that if he ignores us, we'll go away. It just ain't happened.
So I guess I probably need to go talk to somebody, right?
Well, yeah, we got. Well, hopefully we're going to be talking to Channel 11 News tonight and let them know what's up. Rob, I got to mute your mic, Rob. It's just too loud.
Oh, go ahead. I'll mute it. I can mute it.
Okay.
You know I'm working, so.
Yeah, I know. Just mute your phone and then just jump in. Jonathan, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that, man. Sorry about the long wait. We just, you know.
Hey, is Don still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's up?
Hey, Don, when you tell the reporters that they come out, tell them if they could bring an extra small tripod.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to need a short one.
No.
I know where he's going. Listen, I know where he's going with it. I know where he's going with it.
Now I got it. Oh, I know. In case Kale shows up.
Yeah.
He says he's going to show up, but
I got
you.
He
said he's
going to
show up.
But if he do show up, we're going to need that miniature tripod.
Man, you better shut the hell up. You know what? I caught it right away, man. The minute he has a smaller tripod.
I'm over here thinking, what the hell is he talking about? I got it.
Yeah.
That's
somebody
my boy looking out
right
for me, Donald. That's my
yeah.
boy looking out for me, Donald.
How you like that?
Hey, I got nothing but respect for all you guys, man. I respect all you dudes out there. That's the cream of the crop, the hardcore racers, Bow Down, Active, Pace Car Rob, all those dudes, Mexican Juice. These are the stars of Los Angeles, the streets of Los Angeles out here. You know, we run stuff on streets. We don't, you know, pay to have the streets shut down. But you know what? If that needs to be, I mean, that's the way it looks. I mean, Garcetti was talking about impact of bringing Hollywood and filming back again. So what do? We pay for a street and shut a street down and just go crazy? Is that it?
That's what we're going to have to do. We don't have a choice but to do that.
Well, I mean, it's not like we don't have people with
no
money.
No, you know what's so crazy? And you know what? It's out of control. How every other fucking state and around here has a motherfucking track that could race it. Two or three of them, not just one. They got multiple. They give us 8 miles that don't work and say, here you go. No, fuck you. We're not satisfied with that.
I'll tell you this much, man.
The ones down south, I think so, they're like an hour apart from all the tracks. I mean, you can hop, skip, and a jump from track to track to track, and all those tracks
all the way home.
That's what
all
I'm
the
saying.
Way home.
We need some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we got to get one open before we can even think about another one.
That's it. We just got to open the door. But this is the part where we all collaborate and get together. We got to show force.
You know
we got to show numbers.
My mom was saying if you want, she'll go on camera and say they need to get Mothers Against Street Racing, and that would cause a big – because look at the MAD program. That turned every fucking DUI into first offender has to have an interlock in their car.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's
just, if we could get Mothers Against Street Racing – you know, just have a bunch of people come out there. That's going to cause a big shit. And
you know what? I want to try and get these kids that have died.
All these kids that have died out there because of it. We don't have legal tracks for them to run at. They have nothing but to go to the streets. And there's no, we can't stop them. It's not even about them building their cars. They can go to the dealer and go buy a 10-second car nowadays. So it's not the cars that are illegal in the streets. These are dealer cars.
These are cars that Detroit is marketing to the public. These SRT stand for Street Racing Technology, you know, TRDs, Toyota Racing Development, you know, these things. They're talking about impact the economy. What about this new Mustang supposed to be coming out, 500 horsepower or something like that I'm hearing? Come on, if you're going to buy a 500 horsepower car. Yeah, I mean, you're buying these horsepower cars. You want to make sure you're getting your bang for your buck. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna buy something and get short-handed.
Well, not only that,
it's
the kids that do the parents that buy these kids these cars. They have nowhere to go to race them, so they do it on the street. If they had a track, there wouldn't be all these deaths and fatalities.
Oh, I agree.
You
know what?
That's it.
I think that you still. See, the thing is, what the media has to understand, and this is something that Fox hopefully can relay, even though when these people go from light pole to light pole or whatever they're doing, these guys, they say, oh, street racing, and it puts the word on what we do and makes us look bad. That's not what we're doing. We're not in the middle of PCH or going from light to light and nailing it. We're on roads that are, you know, where we go. So it's one of those things to where don't, even though, it's two people racing. It's not the same from what they're doing and what we do.
From what we're doing. Yeah. We said that on camera last night, and we're going to say it again tonight.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what we're trying to get the point across, that, you know, this is like, you know, the shit that we do, we want to really race. We got trailer cars. See, last night we didn't get no footage of no trailer cars, but if we can get some footage of some trailer cars tonight, that'd be even better, because they'll see that these are, we have the trucks and trailers to take these cars to the track. It's not a street legal car that we want on the street. We want to take it to the track. So, you know, that's why I wanted to do the interview. That Don's going to set it up for me to do it in front of the Camaro, so I could tell him, look, this is not a street car for us to go out on the streets and fuck around with. We want to take it to a track and actually be able to run it out 2-3 times a fucking night. You know what I mean?
We want to know that Jonathan's going to come home to his father and his family. We want to know that if something happens to Pooh, that there's going to be an ambulance there. We want to know.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know, Pace car comes home to his kid. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. You know what I mean? We want to provide that, and that's it. That's, we want to do it safe. I mean, if you really look at it, the way you guys run your races, you guys run safe races. But last night, where we were at, Jonathan, how crazy was that shit? You know?
Oh, that's out of control. The cars pull out in front of cars going 100 miles an hour.
And
I mean, that's what we don't need. Yeah, you know, they're doing it every single week without a fail. So that's what needs to be said. That's what needs to be told to them, because these people ain't getting it. These motherfuckers that all politicians, it's all politics. They worry about themselves. They want the money for themselves, and it's like, fuck you guys.
Private agenda.
What about the people?
Private
what
agendas.
About the kids? What about all these kids that are losing their parents and, you know, their brothers and sisters and everything out there to innocent bystander because of street racing? You know, it's fucked up to say, but it's the truth. Look at that little girl for the lowriders. Lowriders don't even have nowhere to go. They got to go cruise the boulevards too. That little girl died because of the fucking car hopping. You know what I mean?
And Terminal Island was a perfect venue for everybody. The lowriders, the hoppers. I mean, even the stunt bikers.
The thing is, we need to say that we're even willing to get security to pat them down or their cars to make sure there's no guns, because that's going to be an issue from what happened with Big Willie with the shooting last time.
Yeah, but as we know that shooting took place before, it was a love triangle, right? You know?
No, but we got to make sure that they're not coming in with firearms and shit like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we will police ourselves, because it will be us running it, and we know everybody, you know. If I don't know some person that you know that person. If you don't know that person, maybe Tail knows them, or Pooh knows them, or, you know,
know one no more, dude. Tail just runs this air show on the radio. You know, he don't come out and do nothing no more.
Because every time I come out, you never bring your car.
He's a feather in the wind now.
Ooh. No, I'm a feather in the wind, baby. You don't want a shot at this.
I'll tell you what, we could do it for Fox 11. Bring your car tonight, and I'll drive the Camaro against you.
My car's on the trailer. My car's on the trailer, ready to go. I'm hooked up. I was bringing my car out tonight anyway. So you know what? I want to dance.
Okay.
I want to dance.
All right, we can do that.
Okay.
I'm sending messages to the cameraman right now.
I'm not disconnecting the bottle either.
Neither am I.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll bring a towel to wipe the tears from your eyes.
Nope, there's not going to be none of those. You're just going to see round tail lights.
There will be. No, my tail lights are oval. They're not round.
Hey, Tail, I got one thing to tell you. Integra.
Go ahead,
Tom. Okay.
You know Integra. Let me explain the story. I took my streetcar Corvette and had to race a full blown Integra that weighed about maybe 1,200 pounds. And he just bumpered me. That's it.
Did he beat you?
He did. He did. Did he want to do it again?
Have you watched Fast and Furious? Fast and Furious?
Yeah, that's real racing, ain't it?
No, it doesn't matter whether you win by an inch or a mile, right?
That's right. You're absolutely right. I lost that race. did he want to do it again?
No, why would he?
Exactly, because he would have got his ass whooped. But that's all right.
I get tail with that one every time.
A 1,200-pound Integra.
That made, you know how much horsepower it made?
No.
It made 212 horsepower, bro.
Bullshit, dude.
I'll bet money on it. I know the motor that came out of that car.
But the nitrous unit on it had more than that.
The nitrous unit was a 60 shot.
No, it wasn't, brother. He told me all about that shit. It was no 60 shot. Nice try, though. Nice try.
The dry unit was a 60 shot on that car.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, I just got a message back from the cameraman. It's gonna go down tonight. We got them for like I said last night, Jonathan. They want to know what we want to do. So I talked to Mr. Poole earlier, and he's saying meet up for 10:30. And I think you know what street we're gonna be on. And if not, I'll let you know after we get off the show because we don't want to get it too crazy. But yeah, he sent me back. He said I told him tonight, talking to the crew, a lot going down, big cars tonight coming out about 10:30. He says, sounds good. Need to talk to you about a specific shot that Dan wants us to do to open up the story. He's on a story in South LA, and he'll be coming off to shoot that to shoot our B-roll, which is number two, and we'll be able to do it. He wants me to call him after I get off this show, and then he says, whenever I have time to call him to thank. So you met the guy Olin last night, so we're going to meet him again tonight again. So when we get off the radio, I'll let you know. And Pooh knows. Pooh called the street, so we'll be on that street later on about 10:30, and you guys are going to show up, you know, with your stuff. And I was even thinking about bringing my car out tonight too, but I will definitely get picked off because I'm not on a trailer. You know what I mean? They see me.
Yeah. Is Tao really going to bring your car,
Tao,
or no?
No, I got the motor out of my car right now.
Oh, I fucking knew it, dude.
You did know it. That's why you called me out, because you knew the motor was out.
No, I just had a feeling you were just fucking scared again.
Dude, listen, give me a day to put it. I don't have the motor apart. Give me a day to put it back in. You know what? Hold on. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you Christmas morning, you and me, baby.
No, I want to do it tonight.
Of course you do, because my motor's out. I get that. Christmas morning, unit to unit, I'll let you pick the street.
Tao, I got a question
for
you.
And you know what? You can do it for however much money you want to it. I'm going to do it just for the fact that I'm going to kick your ass. I don't want a dime. I just want the bragging rights.
Tao, I got a question for you. So what are you doing tonight? You're bowing down, right?
No, my car's not ready. Technically, you have to bow down to me tonight, right? Wait a minute.
I just want to make sure I'm living up to my name. I just want to make sure I'm living up to my name. So you have to bow down to me tonight, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
Hold on, no. Is that how bow down does it? They call people out that don't have motors in their car, and then they say, they have to bow down to me? Is that how pathetic you guys have gotten? Boy, I'm going to have to call your dad and say, hey, you better slap these guys. You can't do that shit now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're bowing down, right?
Nope. We're going to raise Christmas morning.
You know I gotta fuck with you, dude.
That's gonna be the first present I open up. Hold on.
Bow down. You want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow.
Tao, you want to do it tomorrow? How much you want to do it for? Head up.
I don't want. I just want bragging rights. For me personally, I mean, if he wants to do it for money, if I lose, I'll pay him.
No, that's fine.
We could do it for lunch.
We could do it for lunch. That's fine.
I don't want no lunch. I want to know how much I can get in. I don't want no lunch.
Well, you might have to side bet.
I don't do side bets. I do the real bets. So.
I can't bet against Tao, so we have to do it for lunch or something.
just the fact that, Johnson is going to pull money out of his pocket to buy me lunch is enough for me, baby, because I know that's going to kill him more than anything.
All right, I got to mute my mic because I'm working.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll be like, so much for that Integra. We ain't going to hear about that Integra no more.
Oh, no, you're going to hear about a different Integra this
time.
Yeah,
what? Which one?
It's a little blue one.
Oh, the blue one now, huh?
I think I'm going to have to drive it against you.
Oh, man. All right. Now, you better let Chucky drive it, because Chucky knows what he's doing behind the wheel of that thing.
No. See, here's the thing. It's not for money, so I got to do it just on principle. So if I lose, I lose. But at least if I win, you lose to another Honda.
You know what? Chucky ain't going to let you – he ain't going to let you drive that car and take a chance on losing.
Call,
because it, because
call him right now
out.
And ask him. He just put the motor in tonight.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He just said, if you, I don't know if you have him on Instagram, but if you on Instagram, he has the motor in it right now.
No, I don't have that.
Oh.
But, well, Donald, shoot me a text and let me know where you
guys
will
be. Yeah, I'll let you know.
I want to come out. I just think putting this out and giving Eric Garcetti some bad press. Say, hey.
Yeah, we have to. Do we have to? We all got to. Look, here's the thing, though. Everybody has to come together, because we can't just have one or two people willing to fucking go up there and be like, yeah. Because they're going to be like, okay, well, who the fuck is this guy? We don't know him. If we go as a crowd and we show as a team, like, hey, this is what the fuck we want. All of us. Not just one of
us. Exactly.
We all want this. There's not just one person. There's multiple people from fucking Montana to fucking PV. Everybody wants it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what the fuck
Montana,
we need.
Montana's going to be shutting down after 2004.
Yeah.
And if they do this right, it can overlap. Timberline,
so we can
open
keep Montana
when I mean as far as Irwindale. Terminal Island can open up as Irwindale starts to go away.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but honestly, we need quarter-mile tracks. We need, you know, we need our two.
Yeah, we got Fontana back.
We got Fontana, but only for two
back.
Races this next year.
No.
That's what I heard.
Mill's got five races there.
Oh, did he find? Well, I know there's only two scheduled so far, so I don't know if they only got the two locked in. But, you know, we need Fontana. We need Thermal Island. We need fucking more tracks. You know, we used to have fucking, what, we had Lions. We had Thermal Island. We had Carlsbad. I mean, we had multiple tracks. Irwindale. Fucking, dude, we had tracks we could go to. And there was a lot less street racing going on when we had the tracks. That's what they need to do. Go back and look at the fucking... Look at the numbers and the stats on what the fuck was going on when we had the tracks. Why the fuck is it not? Yeah, you know what I mean? It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. I agree with
you
what
know,
you're saying.
I was a little kid. I was little. I was 7, 8 years old going to the racetrack with my dad. But then when they closed down, we hit the streets. And I was out there, little kid, watching street racing because we had nowhere to do it.
And you know
Alameda, Mansfield—that's what it was, you know. And there's little kids out there nowadays, and they all want to go to the track and watch their parents race their car or their brothers, and you know they want to be out there and support, you know, family. It's a family thing. It's not. How the fuck does everyone have somewhere to go? to fucking snow and go, you know, smoke their hookah, and they could do all this, but we can't fucking go to a racetrack.
That's it. That's true. That's another point right
it's
there. That's a valid
bullshit,
point right
dude.
There.
You know what? Hey, text Pooh Donald and see if we can get him to call in, because I want to ask him a couple questions. I want to get Pooh's take on some things.
Let me see. I'll bring him up right now.
But you know what though, Jonathan? Here's the one thing I was telling Donald when I talked to him earlier. because I know the media, they'll take what you tell them and they'll shoot video, and sometimes they may put a different spin on it.
And that's one of the things I kept telling them last night.
But remember, they wanted what I said.
They kept wanting to post. They want to air what I was telling them, you know.
But what I told Donald is that you know, they're going to take everything they shoot and then they're going to cut it up and then they're going to put it out there.
Honestly, even if they do that, who gives a fuck? At least it gets out there. We need some kind of publicity.
What I'm saying is I don't want it to be bad press. And that's what I was telling Donald. You know, maybe if when they're shooting this, Pooh's shooting it too. Because Pooh's stuff will be
okay.
All that he records.
But hold on. Check this out. Listen, real quick. If it is bad press, it's better for us because more news is going to want to get involved and be like, well, you know what, we want your side of the story. So we're going to be able to get more channels out there like, okay, well, we want to hear their side of the story. Let's find out what's going on. It's just going to blow up. That's better for us. Who gives a fuck if it's good or bad? As long as it gets more attention. That's
well,
what we need. We need to get known.
Any news is good news.
But you know what, though, Will? You don't want to get it spun in the wrong way to where somebody...
No, I understand what you're saying. But either way, they already got it fucked up for us out there. So what does it matter? They already put
right.
it as all everybody's doing the same thing, 300 cars going down the street together. No, we're not doing that. But it's going to stick that way until we get through to them, until someone can finally say, you know what, we're going to air exactly what this dude has to say and this dude... You know what? We got to put it out there. We got to let them be heard. We're going to have to keep eating it up and chunking it up until they get us out there and fucking let us finally say, okay, you know what? Fuck, we got to give them a shot, dude. They're trying. They keep doing this to get a message through. Let's find out what the message is they're trying to get through to us.
That's what we got to do.
I agree. It's just we have to call out these guys. I think this might be Pooh right here. Hold on. Pooh, is that you, babe? Pooh. Hello. Pooh. Let me see.
Hello.
What's the last four on his number? Do you guys know? Is it 8413?
It's a new number. I don't know.
1894.
Let me grab this real quick. So 661-8413. Who's this?
Are you guys talking to me?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Fabian. Who else do you think it is? You guys should know my number by now.
Remember, Tao has a hard time doing everything because he's real miniature. So,
you know what? I should have made that comment when you were talking earlier when you say you used to go to street races when you were littler. I was going to say you should have said when you was younger, not littler.
I was about your size. Yeah.
No, you were never my size, bitch. You weren't even born this size. Don't even go there.
Oh, fuck.
So what are you guys talking about?
Well, you know,
I told him we need to get, even if it's bad media, we got to get on there just to get our point, because there is a point to be made, but we got to get our message through somehow.
Dude, the media is the only way to get people to understand. I mean, like you said, even media or bad media, people read, they talk about it. Facebook is media. Everything's media. People get famous from the media. You know, we're not trying to get famous. We're just trying to get a point across.
We just want to track. We don't want to fucking give a fuck about a movie or anything, you know?
Exactly.
So, like I said,
that's what everybody got to understand, that, you know, if nobody knows about it, nobody's going to help. So everybody needs to know about it. And that's the only way to get to the masses is through media.
What I was saying, though, I think that the mayor should be
held accountable for not following up with what he said he was going to do.
Fabian was there. Fabian heard everything he said. Fabian, George, everybody heard all that stuff he said. You know, they heard him. I brought him. I brought everybody specifically. Fabian, you got to come to this meeting. You got to meet the mayor, this guy that's running for mayor. You got to listen to what he's saying. That way, I didn't go out there looking like an asshole myself saying, hey, this guy said that. Let's vote for him. We heard it straight from his mouth. What, Fabian, about 10 of us standing in front of a restaurant, him holding our colors, saying that he supports the street racers, taking pictures with us, holding our colors in his hands, smiling. You know?
That's bullshit.
So,
that's fucking bullshit.
Well, that's why we took pictures with them. I mean, that way pictures are worth a thousand words. There's no one denying that we were there.
We got pictures with the envelope that we made a contribution with our names on the envelope, handing it to them. You know? We helped. We brought hundreds of votes, like I said. You know? So now it's time. You got to hold your end. You know?
It's sad that, like I said, he's not the first man to do it, but that's why we had to play it safe. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's not done it for us. That's why we got to make sure that he's going to do what we need. You know, and that's one of the things.
To us.
We got to make it important for the mayor to do it because the mayor listens to voters. Not too long ago, we shut down his internet. We had everybody call in and everybody. Email him. His
that was Villaraigosa.
Yeah, that was Villaraigosa. No, I'm sorry, that was Han. We shut Han's internet down.
Okay.
We shut down.
All right.
We shut down City Hall, basically. They couldn't get through. Nobody gets through the telephone. Nobody could get through on anything. They called screaming at us, please, we stop. We raise the white flag. We surrender. What do you want from us? And we wanted a meeting. We got our meeting. We were supposed to open the church, and that's when that one guy in Wilmington stopped us cold. We had the keys, we had everything. All we had to do was be open for 90 days. They're giving us a 90 day to do a test, a noise test. And all Willie said is all we got to do is get that track open one day, and we're there for the year. And that one guy at the meeting stopped us in our tracks. One person. So if one person could stop us, imagine what 1,000 people can do to make us keep going.
That's exactly what Jonathan's point.
Yeah. And that's what
we
need to come
together.
There's power in numbers.
No, here's the thing. But the problem is we need to get everyone to come together, not just 2-3 people. We need everyone.
That's the hard part. That's the hard part. That's exactly it. That's the hard part. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to get it done. And you know what? Things don't get done that way, you know? And for us, we're the ones that don't give up. We're taking Willie's attitude, and we're not going to give up no matter what happens. We're going to keep doing it. Even if we're fucking at it, we'll keep doing it because sooner or later we might not go on deaf ears, you know. That's the problem, and that's what Willie did. Willie opened that track 11 times in the L.A. City, okay? He is the only one to ever do that, a racetrack in L.A. City, not in L.A. County. And NHRA couldn't even do that. He did the impossible, got it done. You know, and impossible just meant it hadn't been done yet. Well, he did
it
11 times.
It could happen.
We can do it. I mean, there's ways to do it. Look at these guys from Oklahoma. They came out here and raced on our streets and did it legally. Why can't we do that? They're our streets. They came from another state, and they blew our doors off and raced on our street. On our street.
They didn't. I think everyone was paid on that shit.
I mean, blow our doors off in the sense that they beat us to racing on the street. They got the permits. They got everything. They got
it
done.
Wait a minute. It was Discovery Channel. It was Discovery Channel who put that bill. It wasn't Oklahoma.
Well, let's put it this way. It doesn't matter who it was. They still did it. They got it done.
But that's not what we want. We don't want a street blocked off.
Want
a track.
I understand, but one of the point is they got it done. It means we can get it done. We can do it the same way. We can pull a permit. We can run by running two permits, a film permit and an event permit. We can do a race once a month and do it anywhere we want if we pull it that way.
It's called M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
Yep, money, baby.
Exactly.
Money.
Money talk.
That's what you're going to need
to work
out of. You're going to need that insurance bond and all that stuff.
to run on
the
street.
We need the waiver.
Yep. You know, we need the waiver.
All we do is the Dap Willie's waiver that he had upon technical inspection at the track. It's the same waiver that you put in place. It indemnifies everybody, the city of L.A., the port, and everybody that would be affected if a lawsuit took place. It's an indemnity waiver, you know, and look what happened with that lawsuit.
That waiver was proven in court.
Yeah, there's documentation of it, of that drag racer that broke his neck that time, right?
Mm-hmm. And it went through the court system. It went through the superior court system, and it held up. NHRA was there. CART was there. IRL was there. NASCAR was there. All the players were there. And as soon as it made it through the court system, everybody used that waiver. So they would use that waiver in the film industry. They used that waiver. I mean, it became standard, and that came from Willie. You know, Willie said, if you value your life, don't race here. It was that simple. You know, the place was never said to be safe, never said it was going to be safe, and if you crossed the line, you were taking your life in your own hands. It's that simple. And you know what? It worked. That waiver got everybody because of the simple fact it was not an NHRA track. People didn't build their cars to specification. They just had cars they raced, and the idea was to get everybody off the street. Nobody was turned away. With that waiver, you did not have to pass tech. You were able to race with whatever. You were suggested to make it safer, but you weren't, you know, you could still run it. And then if your thing was just completely unsafe, you made a solo pass. You took your life in your own hands.
They let you run that day, but the next weekend you came back, small repairs that were suggested to be made were made. And that most people adhered to those rules. Yeah.
Most people started realizing that, you know what, it ain't worth it. Maybe I should make it safer. Maybe, I mean, because you got to remember, that was the track where junior dragsters were going 8 seconds at 170 miles an hour, a car designed to crash at 50 miles an hour. Okay? Yeah, it was cheap to build. Yeah, but was it worth your life? And then people started realizing. Then all of a sudden, a whole new set of dragsters started coming out that were built to crash. You know, they cost a lot more, but they were built to crash at least at 160 rather than something that could crash, you know, you're only good till 50 miles an hour. So,
let me ask you this question, Fabian. I want to ask you a question. And Donald, this might be something, I don't know how much you remember of this, but do you think, and I'm throwing this out there because I think it's a question that I'd want to know. Do you think the city or the port might be leery about giving us a track because of what happened with Mac Perry?
With who?
With Mac
School teacher.
Perry.
Oh, no. Mac Perry was bound to take his life. He would have done it on the street and took somebody's life with him. He did it at a place where even though he wanted to die, they didn't. They tried to save his life. They tried not to let him die, and that's what Term 1 was recognized for.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking from the city and the port's perspective as a liability. And what I mean by this is that if somebody wants to do what Matt did, how do we prevent something like this? You know, if
you can't. The only thing
you can prevent
is that he'll kill somebody else.
Yeah. Every track has done it. You just got to make sure they pass tech, and as long as they pass tech, we're doing our job.
Max Clark passed tech. This was an 8-second car, but he still killed himself.
There's nothing that we could have done to stop that.
I think I worded it the wrong way. What I'm saying
is
that
we can't determine what someone's. When someone's private life issues get involved and they choose to use our facility to end their lives, we never know when something like that's going to happen. I mean, look at when these people flip out at airports and malls and stuff like that. We don't have no warning that that's going to happen. We don't know when that's going down.
Here's what was prevented. Other people getting killed and a lawsuit from it. Mac Perry, nobody could sue the track because of what Mac Perry did. And
right.
that's all the city's really interested in, liability.
I think how I should have worded it wrong. Do you think that the Port of L.A. or the City of L.A.
thinks of that as a black guy and don't want that stain on their...
Let me put it this way. Do you think they even know who Mac Perry is? There's all these people on the port.
I would say no, but when you think of Terminal Island, the question that you ask is why did it shut down? If somebody looks into it...
Do you know why it shut down?
No, we listen.
Do you know why it shut down? Because Mac Perry's actions didn't shut it down. Do you know why it shut down?
No, it didn't.
Well, probably because of the container terminal was being built.
No. Do you know why it shut down?
Why?
I can tell you why. You just asked me.
Why?
All you got to do, it shut down because Willie had an agreement with the port. As soon as they needed the property, he would close his doors, and he kept his word. And he would close his doors, and the reason it shut down is because the city commissioner said, hey, the street racing problem is solved. We don't need the track no more. Shut the doors. Problem comes back. Open the doors. Open the doors. They say we need the land. Willie shuts the land. It was a revolving cycle. It was pathetic. But that's why it shut down, because Willie agreed he would open the doors, and as soon as they wanted the property, he would shut it down. But it took him a year to shut down. The last time it ran, it went for 10 years.
Right.
Okay? But when they asked for him to shut it down, he shut it down, because that was his agreement with them.
They shut it down for that coal facility, too, also, the expansion of Kaiser Company that was doing that coal manufacturing and
processing
stuff. And
okay,
as we know, that company went belly up, billions of dollars down the drain.
Exactly.
Yep.
And there's lawsuits over it. There was never a lawsuit over Willie being at that place or shutting it down.
That company contaminated the harbor area, the surrounding areas of Carson, Wilmington, Long Beach. Now we got kids that live in that area because of that coal stuff that was down there they got lung problems.
Emphysema. And what did they do? They filed bankruptcy and let the state take care of it. A 27-year nightmare is what they say it's going to take to clean that area up. You know how they're cleaning it up? They're sticking 6 feet of dirt on top of the coal. That's not cleanup. That's burying it.
Might as well put some pea gravel down and then some asphalt, and then we go to town on it.
Might as well dump your oil there, because it's that poison.
Well,
that whole section of – but here's the thing. Even though they've done all that, we can clean it up if we wanted to. Right now, a problem we have with the port area is the location is going to be more difficult now because they've got more businesses in that area that can complain about the track. They don't want to see the traffic from the track, you know, and that's going to be a big problem. So we have to try to figure out a way where we don't interrupt their business and they don't interrupt our business.
Well,
and that's going
to
be our...
We'll go to that.
But wait a minute. What new businesses that are down there that are going to complain because the cannery
the trucking
closed down, all that...
The trucking companies that pick up, even though they're putting a lot of containers on freight, there's a trucking company that uses that whole area to stage their trucks. So we would have to kick them out, and they would have to find another place to stage their trucks. Well, you know what? Regardless what business is there, they're going to have that problem anyway. So it ain't us, but that's just something we're going to face when we go to open it there.
Here's something I can tell you about that staging area all that stuff. I believe if you look at the signs there, they say no parking anytime.
Uh huh. Do you know why it says no parking?
Because there's no parking. No parking means no parking. There's no reason for it. It's just no parking anytime.
Oh, you're talking outside of the track in the streets.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about inside, because inside they're doing it because of the coal and because of the train. There's still a live train that goes around there, so they don't want people getting hit by that train.
Yeah, but you know what, Fabian? I walked that property. There's a tunnel, an accessible tunnel that's big enough for toy haulers and trucks and whatever and all the things that people need to get through there, so we won't disrupt the commerce, the movement of the train freight, and we go right underneath the tunnel, and it's accessible, and it's concrete, and we go right through there, and we don't mess
with
none of the money.
Regardless what problems we arise, let's worry about them once we open the track. We don't worry about
these
problems now because we're not there. But we can get around to any problem. Whether it's good or bad, we'll figure out a solution. You know, some might not be favorable, some will. But there's ways around these problems. Other people figured it out. We can too, you know. So, right. Hey, let me call you right back. I'm in a meeting with my lawyer, and I'll be done in a minute. And I'll call you guys right back.
Okay. I'm gonna grab a quick mic real quick. Whit, is that you, babe?
All right.
Whit, is that you?
Hey, Tail.
Hey,
Tail,
yeah,
what up?
What up? What's going on, Whit?
Oh, shit, we're just leaving the track over in Orlando, Florida. I was going to give y'all
an
update.
How'd you guys do?
Well,
good, man.
Really,
I know a lot of people.
It off and on rained all day, so didn't get that many grudge races off. Only Dog and Butt Naked beat Dog. It's a pretty good race. Dog led the race, and Butt Naked outpowered him on the other end. And like I said, it rained off and on, so we actually made some good hits with Junior and Predator. And, yeah, we actually end up hurting the motor on Predator. I mean, Junior. We end up hurting the motor on Junior, but
we got
King Kong on the way. I got my buddy and them. They're just leaving Memphis on the way with King Kong. We locked in with the Candy Crusher, the old Gangsta Boo 2 with it. So we got to run them by 5 tomorrow. So
how long you guys out there for?
We'll be here till Monday. And Big Ball Factor didn't get a chance to get their race off. It rained. But they did lock it in for tomorrow either. Now, I heard, I don't know how true it was, I heard Cold Killer and them didn't want to give him but one shakedown tomorrow. And then, you know, they didn't want to let him do number one shake and then race. And he didn't want to stiff that. And he tried to run him back through. I don't know how that deal went down, but I don't think that race going to happen either. And I think Big Ball Factor and them tried to lock Live Action in, and they wanted some stiffs on the money or something. They wanted to the money or something. I don't know, some bullshit. So those races didn't get off. And Butt Naked and Tony Rice supposed to did it, but like I said, it rained. And Butt Naked was ready, and Tony Rice was up there making a hit. So they could have did it then, but it ended up raining. And Mario's new Camaro, we tried to run it. We tried to give it the back tire with Predator. His new Camaro and Lil Tony's Camaro, we tried to give it the back tire. And because Mario's Camaro is basically like Predator, a street car, you know. 275 radios, roll-up windows, no fiberglass, no leg sand, stock seats, stock suspension. You know, and the only thing he had that we didn't have, but he had a radio in his car. But we ended up trying to run him. He didn't want to do nothing. He wanted to hit. He went, I don't know, I might do it tomorrow if it don't rain. I hadn't decided. We hadn't decided on that yet. But like I say, the track was working real good. The only thing is just a little rain kind of pushed us away where we couldn't do nothing. But track was damn good over there. They got the track on kill. Nice crowd.
Nice.
And, I know Mike Hill and them and Nephew and Stone Cold and them, they beat I think it's Mike Trevino. I think they beat him yesterday off the trailer.
Yeah.
That was a good
hey,
race, I heard.
Has Drag been down there? Big Drag?
No, Drag's not down here. No, I hadn't seen Drag. I really
Man,
didn't
we
know Chicago guys, but Sleeping Them. I've seen Sleeping Them.
Oh, he's all sleep down there, huh?
Biz down here, you know, Biz and Dog down here with Biz car.
Right.
And Kazillion down here. He at the room with me. We over here at in Florida at the Springfield Hotel. So he's over here. But like I said, this is a nice race. You know, it's a good crowd and stuff. Just couldn't the weather, you know, this weather just wouldn't hold up what we can do, you know, get a lot of grudge racing going on.
Yeah. Now, who you got lined up so far now?
Well, I got the old Gangsta Boo 2. It's called the Candy Crusher. We got it locked in for tomorrow by 5. Like I said, King Kong's all we in Memphis. We hurt the motor on Junior, so I got a couple of my buddies to load Kong up and drive it over here. They're going to drive all night and come over here.
Oh, nice,
so,
nice, man. Good deal, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
but,
you hurt that
like
motor, man.
Yeah. We put a little time in it trying to get some miles an hour out of it, and the weather had changed, and we kind of hurt a piston. It ain't nothing. We was going to change. We got the head off and was going to change the pistol, but we hurt the sleeve, too. We messed the sleeve up anyway. So that deal wouldn't work. Well, now, how we end up getting Congo here, we was going to send for the motor for Junior. And we said, hell, instead of sending for the motor, we might as well just send for the whole car. That'll be easier.
Heck, yeah, it would.
Yeah, because we have a whole lot more time. Junior and change the motor at the track.
So are a lot of people down though. A lot of guys out here from not out here, but it's packed. All the heavy hitters down there.
Yeah, all the heavy hitters. Tony Bynes, Live Action, Tony Wright, Bud Naked. I mean, all the heavy hitters are here. Who else? Shit. Let me think. There's a lot of them. Like I said, Cold Killer.
Did Wayne make it down from Detroit?
No, Wayne's not here.
Oh, okay.
Lil' Tony here from Detroit. Lil' Tony's here. You like I say, you got the Cold Killer crew. Him and Nard and Chris Tootin and all those guys. Now Cold Killer look real good now. His shakedown pads look real good.
Yeah.
And Big Ball's them shakedown pads looking pretty good too. They look real good too.
Well, you know, if he gets beat, or if you know if Cold Killer gets beat, something like that, I wonder how that's gonna affect things. I wonder what they'd be saying.
I don't know if they're gonna miss tomorrow. I asked him would he lock me in with King Kong tomorrow, but he said he didn't want to run me with the radio. So you know, he been saying that, so that ain't nothing changed on that. But, like I said, I don't know who's going to race or anybody tomorrow, but we'll see. Them and Live Action might run tomorrow because I think they're going to put 29s on instead of the radio.
Wait, he don't want to run you with you on the radio?
No, he don't want. He said he wasn't going to run nobody on the radio. So, I mean, that's I'll have it on tomorrow. You know, maybe he might see something he likes or something. I don't know. You will see tomorrow. Cause he made a good hit. He looked real good.
Yeah. Oh man.
But I ain't scared of him with Kong. We ain't scared of him with Kong.
Man, you gotta. You know he can't beat that car on radio, huh? It makes him nervous.
I don't know. You know, like I said, it'll be a good race. I think it'll be a good race. You know.
Yeah.
Because the track taking the radio, no. The track is good for the radio over there. It's good for the slick and radio. Everybody, ain't nobody had no problem. So you can't nobody tell me you can't put no track for a slick and a radio. They don't know what they're talking about. Wade over at Orlando Speedway can. I know that. Because he had it good for us, and he had it good for the slick.
Well, is BET down there filming?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to tell y'all some funny shit on Dawg Show Monday. Y'all better catch Dawg Show Monday. I'm going to tell y'all some funny shit about BET, what happened this whole weekend. It's going to be some funny shit. I promise you. If you don't laugh all day, it's going to be some funny shit. Man. I'm going to save it for Dawg Show because Dawg going to know how to put in it. You know, he's going to know how to explain everything the right way. But it was gonna be so funny. Yeah, he's with me. He's in his room sleep.
I love Dawg, man.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be some funny shit about BET and what happened this weekend.
Hey, Whit.
Now,
Hey, Whit, what's happening, man? It's Dick Will. You said he was in a butt naked race.
Yeah, but naked beat Biz. It was a good race, man. I'm going to tell you, Biz was out front the whole race. And but naked went around about the 330, 400 mark. He just run out of power down there. He couldn't stay down there with but naked got power. But it was a good race. The dog left on him and everything. Give me one second.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Man, raining in Florida, Will. What do you think about that, man?
What's safe?
I said raining in Florida, man. What you think about that?
I'm back, K.O.
Yeah, that's what it do.
Hey, well, listen to this, Whit.
Yeah.
We got our big track back in Fontana. So probably sometime. I gotta figure out what their schedule is gonna be and see if I can get an open date in 2014. But I'm a do a race out here.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's
been I would love for the bad boys to come out west, man. Bring your flip flops, your tank tops, and some suntan lotion. That's all you're gonna need, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna come out there to California and hang out with y'all guys, man. We ain't got no problem with that tail.
Man, that'd be fun, man.
We'll come out there and race.
We have a good time, man. We have a good time out here.
We got a bunch of them LS1s out there that think they fast street cars. We'll bring the Predator out there. But then we got a small big block. Small big block, conventional head, one system. It's got electric ones. We'll have a radio in it at that time when we bring it out there. It'll be a stereo system in it. It's got stock factory seats. It's got no fiberglass but the hood. No Lexan windows. And like I said, stock suspension on a radio, DOT radio. And we'll come out there and try some of them boys and street cars over there.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah, it's going to be opening up in March, and it's the one that's in Fontana where they have it's right next to where they have a NASCAR race, the oval. So it's
and we got mufflers on it. We got mufflers on it too.
Dang! So you guys got
the bikes coming out the fender, but we got mufflers on them.
Dang! Yeah, I'll keep everybody all informed when I get a date for it. But then I'll put it out on the air and let everybody know and see who can make it out.
We're trying to get over there.
Was you listening when we had the Oklahoma City boys out here a couple weeks ago?
What they want to do? They want to do anything with the bad boys?
I put it out there, man. When I was in Vegas, I was talking to Dave, the guy with Sonoma.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and I told him, I go, you know, you got cars right down in your neighborhood, man. Just not, you know, besides Texas. He goes, hey, just tell them to bring $5,000. We'll race anybody. He goes, and he says, the cars that you see on TV, he says, those aren't even our fastest cars. I said, well, it's not that. It's just, are you guys willing to race a real race? None of that camera shit. These guys don't care to be. They don't need to be on TV. This is a business. If you guys going to race for money, they don't need no TV cameras. Tell the TV crew stay home so we get a good, honest race. And then I told him, I said, well, you guys know Whit? And he said, no.
Yeah.
I go, how about, I go, he said, no. I said, how about the 901 Bad Boys? Well, yeah, we heard of them. Well, that's the same guy. And he goes, well, will they come to Oklahoma? I said, they will come straight and knock on your door. How's that?
Yeah, we'll bring King Kong over there.
I told him, I said, they ain't shy.
We'll put the wheel bars on it. We'll put the big tires on them. We'll go over there and race them on the street.
Yeah, and he says, you know, they'll run anybody. He says, bring $5,000, and go to the street that they go to. I go. You know, we were talking. I said, well, they just gonna come off the trailer and run, or they get to do some testing on that track and do stuff like that? Can they do that?
He goes, no, they just come off the trailer ready to race. So you don't want these guys to come. I go, is that the kind of racing you guys do in Oklahoma where you just, why don't you just meet at a neutral place? Somewhere, some road half, they'll drive 100 miles, you guys drive 100 miles, and hopefully you meet in the middle and just settle it right there.
Okay, would they run at the track or they want to run on the street? Which one they want to run on?
No, they want
to run
on
the track. We'll come to Texas. We'll come to Dallas.
They want to do it on the street.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they got the best streets over there street racing. If they got the fastest street cars, they should have the best streets for street racing. So we'll come over there. We'll come to their street. We'll come to their turf.
I was hoping that they would call in tonight from Oklahoma. I asked Chad. I don't know. I didn't get a text back from him. I texted him to see if he had called those guys to see if they would call in and see if we can get someone from the 405 to come out here. But I don't know if they want me to have their number, because then I'll start calling them all the time.
I get Tony Bynes or somebody to come over there with me. I can get Tony to come over there with me. I ain't got to ask him. He'll come. I can just call him and tell him they want to race on the street or whatever they want to do. And me and Tony will bring at least a car or two, about two cars apiece, I know.
Well, I'll tell you.
I can bring that's a little street car that we already got. And I bring King Kong or King Kong Jr. I bring one of those. Or Predator, I don't know. It's a street car. They can go, you know, we can run it on the street too. And then we'll bring a couple Tony cars if they want to really do something.
I know how Chad got their attention. Chad went on Facebook on their website, that Midwest Racing or Midwest something. And he put a call out video for them, a video for their car, and said, you know, if you guys come out here, you want some of this car, I'll run you guys. He wanted to race Chuck, but I guess that race didn't go down when they came out here. Something was going on. I guess the cars that they picked, and Chad wasn't one of them, and he was trying to get in because he wanted to race, and I don't know. I wasn't up there, so I don't know the whole nine yards. But, yeah, you know, they got that cocky attitude. Now, I don't know, man. It's hard to believe that everywhere these guys go, no matter what cars they bring, they just keep winning. They keep going to other people's tracks. They keep traveling. They keep traveling with the other people's states. And their cars are the only ones that are hooking up, and nobody else can. And while watching that show, man, we all know Boosted GT's car. I can't believe that he lost that El Camino.
Well, we'll get him to hook up some kind of. We'll get him to hook up. I ain't tripping off that. We'll get him to hook up. But they ain't going to be able to do it now. All that damn shit, Thomas, that we can't prep the street and all that shit that they seen that they did on them other guys. Now, we going to prep the damn street because we reached this race on the street before. So we're going to bring all our shit we need to, you know, prep the street and all that. They can go ahead. Ain't no rules on no damn street. They can go ahead and
get on with
that shit. Ain't no rules on the fucking street. We ain't going to ask them to prep it, but we'll bring our own shit and prep the street ourselves. Yeah, this last past show, they told the guy that they couldn't prep the street. The guy with the Camaro, I think he had, told the man he couldn't prep the fucking street. I was like, that's crazy. He can prep the damn street. Ain't no fucking rules on the street.
Yeah, that was the rules.
I street raced all goddamn it all my life since I was fucking 13 years old. There ain't no rule saying you can't prep the damn street.
But that's how these guys try to stip you. You can't do nothing. You have to come out. They're not street racing.
Yeah.
They're not street racing at all. They're just bullshit.
But we ain't scared of them. Shit, we got a little street car called Little Baby. It's a little Mustang, all interior, a little small block in it, and you can drive it around. And it's got all the glass in it, no leg sand, no fiberglass, a little bitty hood on it, little 2-inch cowl. So we'll bring it over there. It's on a radial tire. And like I said, we'll bring the Predator over there. It's a street car. Stock suspension, everything, all the ones and everything, and we'll try them on it. But we're going to put some bigger tires on our Predator if we bring it. Because they give
well, you know
a big tire on the street. You need a big tire on that street.
Yeah. These guys talk about being street cars, but none of these cars are like that Murder Nova. I mean, you know, because you put it on the street doesn't make it a street car. When it's got to be trailered around,
No, it's not a street car. He ain't driving it over there. That's a real fucking street car, you know.
Yeah.
He got a damn big pro charger, big ass wheelie bar. He just racing on the street. He don't have a street car. He just racing
right.
on the street. Yeah, he don't have a street car. Yeah, yeah. I've been noticed all that. I noticed they don't have street cars. They don't have the fastest street cars. They race on the street. They have the fastest cars that race on the street. They don't have the fastest street cars. But the street car you
drive,
it's got all the interior. It's got, you know, roll-up windows and shit like that. They don't have none of that shit.
No, but that guy Dave that drives a Sonoma, he's got a little bit of an arrogance on him, but he was actually a pretty cool dude when I was talking to him. But you know, he's got that crown, he's got that number one spot, so you know he's beating his chest a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Putting it out there, but you know they got those Pro-Line motors in their cars probably getting a sponsorship from those guys, who knows. But, I mean, that truck, I saw the truck run in Vegas when we were out there. And the truck ran pretty good. The Mustang they had out there scraped the wall.
Yeah.
But, no, for the most part, man, I mean, that truck runs. But he was telling me that truck will run. I don't know how what truth there is to it, but he was telling me that that truck goes 460 on.
That's pretty fast, too.
That's what he said. He said truck can go 460s on the street. Well, maybe I shouldn't have put that out there like that. I'm sorry. Like I owe them something.
Yeah.
So,
you don't say that on the show, I tell you. But that's
yeah,
I don't think that.
You know what? Hey,
I know that.
Hey, you know
no
what?
Way. That fucking went there from the street.
Hey, let them come over to my house and tell me I can't say that stuff. You know, I just. I mean, he put it out there. I mean, he put it out there. He was telling me what cubic inches these guys had in their motors. Like it was nothing. Like he's just like, so what? He still ain't gonna beat it. He's like, I'll tell you what it's 60 foot. So I'll tell you. I just told him. I said, hey, you preaching to the choir, baby. I don't know. I can't race you with my car, so you ain't telling me nothing. But I told him. You in Oklahoma? I said, there's a whole bunch of boys down south in your neck of the woods. In Louisiana, in Mississippi, in Alabama, Georgia. You just go from state to state to state, I guarantee. And if you have trouble finding somebody, I'll give somebody a call, have them come out for you. And, you know, it was just, see what they could do. Put you on a 2-2 train? Oh, it sounded like you was on a choo-choo train.
No, that wasn't me. I was on mute.
Oh. Oh, it might be real.
Yeah, that was on mute. I had mine on mute. Because I'm standing on the balcony, and I got a lot of wind and stuff blowing, so I had mine on mute.
But no, man, you know, they just, it's getting a hold of these guys. On Facebook, they have that, they got their page up on Facebook. I just wonder if we should put something out there. Have you guys put together 5 cars and go after these guys? But they have a what you call it? Hold on 1 second. Oh, okay. Let me open that back up. Okay, there you are. You there, Whit?
Yeah, I'm
there. Okay, I hit the wrong button. But these guys, they got that show, and they just, you know, they got things going for them right now. And they only want to race you if you're on YouTube, you street racing on YouTube, so they can look at your car and see what it does. They like to call it doing their homework. So, come on, man. If I get that dude's phone number, man, I'm gonna give him a shout. See how far down south they want to go. See, I want these guys to get their ass kicked. It's like I'm thinking too many people are laying down. These guys are racing, and I'm not. Their cars, they run pretty good. You know, they're no slouches or nothing like that. But golly, man, it just seems like sometimes some of the cars that they're racing are just laboring. They're not even in it. I've seen boosted GT's car run, leaving with the wheels up in the air, and that thing just riding as it's going down the track. And it looked like when he raced that El Camino, when he was just trying to pace it. It didn't look like he was in the motor at all or not. Well, it just makes me wonder on who's doing what. You know, what's legit, what's not. That's why I would love to see him race guys like you and Prime Time and see what they're really about. See if they have that cocky ass attitude after that. But we'll catch them. We'll catch them when they're. I was hoping they'd call in tonight, man. That guy Dave, when I talked to him in Vegas, you know, say he wanted to call on coming to the show. He can just call out everybody. Whoever wants to, you know, race or whoever wants to get after him. You know, he was calling out, said he'd call out everybody. He told him, just bring come to Oklahoma and bring $5,000. He said, I'll be more than happy to take your money. He says, I don't care what you bring. And I was just like, damn. And I joke with Michael, you know Mike Hill? And he goes, yeah, I've heard of him. You want me to bring him? And he goes, well, wait a minute. Mike Hill. Yeah, he's just out in North Carolina. He'll come. You'd bring more than $5,000, but he'd come. Oh, wait, no, we can't race Mike Hill. Oh, don't say anybody, because I know people. And then I asked him about, you know, have you guys ever raced Small Block Petey? And he just thought, that dude's a pussy. And I'm just like, wow. Oh, that's like how brave we are when they're not around. I wish I had Small Block PD's number. I would have called his ass right there and say, hey, he's talking shit about you, but, you know, I want to see someone put the wood to him. And I asked him, I said, can somebody from out of state get a spot, race for a spot? He goes, yeah, but if somebody wants to race you for that spot and you don't show up, then you lose your spot. I go, oh, so those spots are just an Oklahoma thing. You don't put those on the line. I said that's kind of chicken shit. But you know what? I'd race for that top spot and get that crown. Cause they got a crown. It says 405 on it, the king. I'd race it to take that crown home. Let them give my spot away. They ain't getting that crown. Put in my trophy case with the rest of my trophies. We'll see. Kev, you there, Kev? I guess he's not.
What's up, Miss Ellis? I was on mute.
There you are. Oh, what's been going on, man?
No, man, just got in from his Christmas party.
Yeah? Was it any good?
That's it. That's okay. It's just a family thing.
Oh, good deal, man.
What's happening, Wick? Wick there?
Yeah, he's there. He's probably on mute because he got some wind blowing up, but he let us know that Butt Naked beat Willie Dawg.
What up, Kev?
What's up, brother? Shoot, that was we all knew that was no contest.
Well, I don't know, man. He said Willie Dawg had him covered, not half track.
Yeah, like you said, it wasn't no contest, but, like, yeah, he was out front.
Wow. Hey, Kev, I was just telling Will about coming out of California for a race. I told him all he got to bring is flip-flops, shorts, and a tank top and some suntan lotion.
Shit. We're going to bring some barbecue sauce from out there for y'all.
Oh, you're going to be crazy out here, man. You're going to have a good time out here, man.
Oh, yeah, it's nice out there.
I have all them white women chasing his ass around the track.
Yeah, I don't know what can do that now.
Now, look it. Now, listen to this. I talk about flip-flops and tank tops and shorts and suntan lotion, and look who clicks in with his hand up right now.
Hey, don't stop that goddamn bullshit. We got 6 inches of goddamn snow, goddammit. I don't want to hear shit about no goddamn sunshine.
Man, I was burning up out here, 70-degree weather out here, sunshine, a few clouds. Because people want to hear my weather report, and I only give my weather report when you're on the phone, Tyson.
Only thing I'm racing, I've been doing donuts in the snow all goddamn day.
Man, no. That's our white stuff, right? We don't get that shit out here.
Hey, dig this here. There you go, yeah.
y'all get snow in California?
Not where I'm at. They get it up in the hills and the mountains and everything, so they go skiing and shit. We don't get this down too close. I'm right next to the water, man. All I get is salt. Like I get sand in my hair from the blowing across the beach and in my head, man.
Ah, shit. There you go again. That's all right. I'm going to send some of this snow your way.
Don't you send nothing, man. It'll be water by the time it gets here.
I'm just here. God damn it.
I'm Hawaii in the water.
Yeah. Hey, Chachi, where's Kevin from?
Boy.
How do you say it? Just one time?
I have you.
Yes. I got my little girl's home with me tonight, and she loves when I'm talking to Kev on the phone. Tell him what you say. How do you say it, Detroit? One time. Be shy now. She's a Detroit.
I won some money tonight. That old clown Adrian Broner got his ass whooped.
Who did?
Adrian Broner.
Oh, the boxer?
Yeah. He was mimicking he was calling himself Floyd Mayweather's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna whooped his ass, put him down twice, and broke his jaw.
Oh!
Damn.
Wow. Not good. Hey, Will, you still on the line, Will? Big Will?
Nope. Shit, I know they got a ton of snow, too.
They got more than we did.
Yeah, Will. We got quite a bit. Yeah.
Man, you guys got snow there, too?
Yeah, man, we got 6, 7, 8 inches.
Hey, Will, we're going to do, Will. Next time we see Kevin, we're going to kidnap Tayo's ass. And bring him down here and just leave him out in that snow for a while, make him apologize, think about what he be saying to us.
No, what I'm going to do when I meet him up in Lena, I'm going to pack some snow in a cooler and stick his flip-flops in there. I show him.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I'm gonna be a real asshole. What I'm going to do is on Christmas morning, I'm going to go outside in the front yard, and I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to have it facing the blue skies. And it'll probably be a crisp, maybe 68 in the morning. to warm up to a nice 75.
My man, there you go with that again.
I'm telling you, man, that's how
that's
we
right.
roll in Cali.
That's all right. We don't, man. Me and Big Will going to get your ass. That's all right.
I'm not trying to
you
do that, Rick. I might
put
to
Atlanta and put that feet in some cold ice water.
Hey man, it did get a little cool in Lino when I was out there. I did have to put my tennis shoes on because my feet, I think they went numb. That sun ducked behind the clouds, and then when it went down, it was just like, man, what just happened? It was hot as hell here. But that's all right. That's all right. I just keep plugging along.
Yeah, I noticed when the sun went down, you put them gym shoes on. At first, you had them flip flops and shorts on.
Yeah, I had to put my shoes on. It got cold, man. When it got cold, I was like, yeah, it's time. It's definitely time. I was somewhat prepared, but. No, it was a good time down there though. Hey, have they said anything about when they're gonna have the banquet or anything like that? Are they doing anything like that?
I haven't heard none. I know they're supposed to be in I heard Diz talking about it a while back. They're supposed to be going one up here for the Midwest guy. But I don't know where, I don't know when.
Is Witt still on the line? He should know because he should get the Grudge Race of the Year award, so he got to be there.
You said what now?
Witt's going to get the Grudge Race of the Year award, so he'll be there.
At the what, the banquet?
Yeah.
He's saying something about Atlanta, I think.
Huh?
He's saying something about in February in Atlanta, I believe. Now, unless they're still doing the one up north, I don't know. I know Truck Driver and Jay Bone was talking about one that was supposed to be in Atlanta. So it might be in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Whit, I already told you, Whit, where my boat was going, baby. I'm sticking to my guns.
I appreciate it, Taylor. I appreciate it, Big Will and Taylor. You know, we worked pretty hard. You know, we worked hard this year. So, you know, like I said, Cole Killing and did too, and Tony and all those guys. Everybody worked hard this year to make this thing a good thing, you know. So, like I said.
Heck, yeah. And it's no disrespect to nobody. With, you know what I mean? I hope I don't come across like that. All I'm trying to do is keep it real, man. I mean, it's like every weekend you were calling in. You were either racing or you was calling to tell us who you had locked in for the next weekend. You know,
and man was racing every weekend. He was racing day in, day out.
I like his style because shit, you know what I'm saying? He'd be racing every weekend. It seemed like, hey, all you got to say is race. Where, when, which car? You can't do nothing, but you know
Turbo
what I'm saying?
Turbo Jam was over there at Orlando. I forgot about Turbo. We was going to run him with Junior, but like I said, we hurt the motor. But we tried to run him before we hurt the motor. We tried to run him on that shakedown, but he wanted to make another shakedown himself.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Turbo Jam had another little street car over there we was trying to run with the Predator. They didn't want to do that either. That would have been a good race. We were trying to do a double race with his turbo car with Junior and the street car with the Predator.
Right.
But, like I said, we hurt the motor. So I guess we'll probably run Turbo 10 with King Kong tomorrow, too.
Did they say what the weather's going to be like for tomorrow?
It's got a little rain chance, you know. But like I said, we're just going to wait it out. They said they're going to wait it out and we're going to race, so we're going to wait it out with them.
Now, what track are you guys at?
Orlando.
You guys are at Orlando.
Yeah, we're at Orlando.
Oh, well, you know what, man? Even if it rains a little bit, man, those guys will get that track set back up straight.
Yeah, those guys
that's
were
a,
bad.
Is that like is it Speed World? They call
Speed World. Lando Speed World.
Yeah, that's a great track, man.
Yeah, it is a good track.
I was out there.
They're starting them shootouts back again, ain't they?
I was
out
there 2006.
The previous year.
2006 for that those were the they had all I forgot what race at the end of the season like is the there was a shootout.
Yeah, Lando shoot Orlando Speed a shootout. Yeah, the Pro Mod.
Yeah, they
tried.
Shoot, they was going till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, man. They drove they had like a parade where they drove the cars around town, and then went to the track, and then you know then they had all the big dogs running out.
That's some street legal cars. Got to drive up.
Yeah,
100 miles
cool,
or something, then come back to the track and make a pass with them.
Yeah, and some of those cars were even flying, man.
Some of them guys was going in the 8. They drive 100 miles and come back 8:30, 8:40. I'm like, God damn. Straight off the freeway.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, they had that one guy in Vegas with the I think it was a Nova, 66 Nova.
He do that every year.
Thing was bad. Yeah, he drove it all the way out. Uncorked that thing, and I think he went like a 796 or something like that. And I'm just like,
Him and my man with that 57 too, that black one, turbo.
Yeah.
They drive them and put the slicks on, make pads. I think that Nova, he drove it in, put the slicks on. He made two hits. One was 701. He came back and made the second hit, went 698, put the street tires back on, hooked his trailer up, and drove that motherfucker to the next track.
Damn.
I say, look at this shit here.
Gotta love that stuff, man. Gotta love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a really good looking track too, man.
Oh yeah. I know there's been a lot of records been broke down there.
Yeah, it was fun down there, man. It was, when they heard how long they'd be racing for, I thought it was gonna be kind of boring. I was gonna get tired too. I was wide eyed. It seemed like every time you had a class come out, and then just one car was going faster than the next. Boom, 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 and I was just like, damn. It's this generation of artists. They're just flying, man. They're just flying. Yeah, they're rolling. So. But, I don't know how long you were listening, Tyson, to the show or not, but we're meeting with Channel 11 News tonight about our track out here.
Say it's gonna be on Channel 11 News out there.
No. Yeah, channel. We're trying to, they're doing like an investigative report, and like you know about the track out here that we need just here in our town, and we're getting back to basics with it, you know, and these guys are trying to. The mayor, we tried to get the mayor, remember we were doing that, we had the election, and then the guy that was going to help us out, got elected, and he hasn't done a – won't even talk to us now, talk to Donald, and he put somebody else on it. You know, then we got to email him. We don't hear nothing back from him. And it was just – it's a bunch of bullshit is what it is. So
wow.
It's like trying to find out, you know, what it is or who it is or, what you know, what's going on with it. It's just horseshit. The guy who's supposed to be helping us is now just kind of turned his back to us. So, it's time to get the media involved and see what's going to happen from there. Hey, we only got a few more minutes. Let me grab this mic real quick. 414-6614.
Hello? Yeah.
What's happening?
No, I ain't nothing up, man. I ain't doing nothing, man. Sitting back chilling. You listen.
Oh. Good deal, man.
Huh?
Is it cold where you're at?
Yeah, hell yeah. It's cold motherfucker. And it's in the snow again.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I ain't got that problem, man.
Man, okay, man, you know what I'm going to do? When I go, before I go in the house tonight, I'm going to take a picture, man. I'm going to talk to tomorrow. Cool, man, it's crazy.
That's cool, man. I don't know how you guys deal with that, man. I have no idea how you deal with that.
I'm used to it.
Oh shit! I'd be crying like a little baby, man. I would be in such a bitch mode. I couldn't deal with it. They say, "Hey, Tao, come out the garage." I'd be like, "Fuck! I am not getting off this couch. Don't bother me for the next 3 months. Do this white shit goes away." I'm gonna be just like a bear, man. I ain't coming out till it's all gone.
Yeah.
I'll go into hibernation.
Yeah.
Man. So that's what we got going on tonight out here, man. We're gonna go catch the news, the media, and we're gonna hopefully put the mayor in check now. And see what he's going to do for us once we put the pressure on his ass. I think that's just what we need to do.
Yeah, pressure bust pipes.
Yes, sir.
I just think, you know, we pulled for this guy, worked his phone banks. We did everything he asked to do to help him get elected. Hell, we even put it up on the show. You know, about how we had to get this guy elected. And I think just to punk us just like that, because now, I mean, I understand he's the mayor of Los Angeles. He's got a lot of things going on, a lot of things to do, a lot of issues to deal with. I get that. All we're saying is, hey, tell us something like, I'm working on it. Or, these are the people that are going to help you work on it. You know, a direction. Shift something, you know, and not be so just sweep under the table. Just he's got somebody just to appease us that we can email to, and then he'll take it up with the mayor. But those emails don't go past him. He just probably takes the emails, read them, and toss them. But tonight we're meeting with the news, with Fox News, and we're going to let them know. And just say, hey, you promised us this, and what have you done about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And then if not, then I'll be forced to blow his ass up next weekend. And never vote for this dude again, man. We put him in office. We'll kick his ass out. That's the bad part about this, man. You know, these guys, they'll tell you anything you want to hear to get them elected. But it's not just mayor. I mean, it's all probably all the way through to the presidency. We'll get after it. We'll let everybody know what's happening. We get this track out here, man. It's gonna be a whole lot of fun. And then we got a little test and tune track out here to go. See what kind of trouble we can get into out here. Kev, are you still there? Or did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here. I was on mute.
Oh, okay. It's a different show when you don't say nothing, man. It's quiet.
No, I was trying to do something to look real quick. I was trying to watch some videos and watch
that
races. Try to watch the majority of races he's been doing.
That's how I should be.
Man, that's messed up, man. Quit.
Tyson, nobody.
Wants to preach or get talking, goddamn it. You saw to stop him.
No, man, kid, we had a good show tonight, man. We had a lot of people from California on the line.
Okay. Did Jonathan call in?
Yeah, Jonathan was in. Rob was in. Donald was in. There's just a whole bunch of stuff going on out here that we need to address, and that, you know, that's what we're going to go do tonight.
Who didn't call in?
No, but I'll see him tonight. I'll see him tonight, and he'll let me know what's up. He'll give me the 411 on what's up. I have this dude. You know, I got one of those weird numbers on my on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him in the private room. he starts talking about him being a drug addict and this and that. I'm like, dude, I said, you know, this is a, we're talking about racing on this show. He goes, well,
mm-hmm.
he goes, doesn't anybody want to hear about Michael? Listen, dude, I got you. Nobody gives a fuck. Okay, hey, have a nice night. Okay, pop a couple nudes. I'll see you later. And I hung up on him. He never even made it on the show. I don't give a shit. What's that got to do with me?
He probably thought you was the man.
Shoot. I should have told him I'm a cop. What's your address? Let me know. But listen, guys, my clock's running down now. I got about a minute left. I got to play some advertisements to pay some bills. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Tyson, Kev, Witt, you there? Hey, Big Will.
Yo.
Hey, thanks for calling in tonight, huh?
You know, I got your back, Dad. Anything we can do for that street race and that track out there, we'll do it.
Yeah, I'll let everybody know next week how we all, you know, how it all pans out. And Wick, good luck tomorrow. Wick
better not be on the phone. He got the back tie with King Kong.
No, man, he gonna come back on. But thanks a lot, guys, and I got to get out of here. I got to go meet the news people and let them talk and chew their ear off. Everybody have a good night.
All right.
We'll catch you next week.
All right.
Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.